Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, for some reason having an issue with the audio here, which is quite strange. But we sadly couldn't do the show last night. And of course, my fellow co-host Satish Ram and I, we rescheduled it for today. And basically, quoting Mr. McMahon, if we couldn't get this done today, we were going to put Satish Ram in a hammerlock. And thankfully, we were able to do this, though I think Satish may be out traveling, having adventures with spacemen, because sadly, he is nowhere to be found, and this show may sadly have to be done all on my lonesome. It's a terrible, terrible... Hold on, wait a minute. I think he has reception from the backwoods that he's in. Satish, are you back?
Gravity falls. What's up?
Hey, I know lots of things.
What's interesting was we were supposed to do things in reverse. The audio that I was about to play was actually going to be from Twin Peaks, the backwards scene, and we were going to start off with what would be a very long ending. And then for our ending song, we were going to be using the Gravity Falls intro.
Which I think they changed a bit.
Maybe?
Yes, but there's someone claiming on Reddit that there are three subtle changes, and I've picked up on two, but I haven't...
Okay. Oh! So, apparently, Blog Talk Radio... I mean, I wanted to have this as background music, but thanks, Blog Talk Radio.
Apparently, our radio show is now a coffee shop.
Not only is our radio show a coffee shop, it tells me, I swear to God, on my computer it says, hey, guess what? You paused it. Well, no, I haven't paused it. It's not... Oh, now I paused it while it's playing. It's playing for me.
It is playing.
Yeah, now it's actually playing. So basically, Blog Talk Radio said, it's okay, we'll play your music for you, your opening music that you dedicate. You said, this has to be my opening music, 2 minutes into your show.
Don't we
all love technical difficulties?
It's funny because this sounds like hold music for technical difficulties as well. Like,
yes.
Very apt music. I feel like we could do a lot with it.
I'm a huge fan of this music. Well, I'm a huge fan. If you hear our show backwards, you can hear very satanic messages. I'm a big fan. I'm playing this. Yes, I'm playing this because obviously, if you don't know, there's a huge kind of homage to Twin Peaks with Gravity Falls, just being Gravity Falls. If you haven't checked out Twin Peaks, definitely check it out. It's on Netflix. Sadly, got canceled, but there's actually talk of bringing it back as a Netflix exclusive.
I'm really hoping that, Gravity Falls doesn't get canceled as a true homage to Twin Peaks.
Yes, right?
Because
it's a true homage.
One of the things for me, and I know, and we're talking Gravity Falls today. So,
right.
One of the things for me is that I tried to convince a lot of people to watch at least season one, you included, and I got a lot of people into it. And with season one winding down, with looking ahead to season two, I was sitting there like, well, I don't know when season two is going to be. For a while back, I didn't know when it was going to be. I don't know if it was going to happen. And I sat there like, can I get people into the show? And then when season two is announced, I'm like, I really hope it's not filler. You know, and then, or something like, you know, it starts off with like a decent episode, but it's like, meh, maybe they've lost their edge. So,
right.
After last night, I am fully convinced I need to get more people into the show again. Because they started with the bang.
What I would say is, first off, just speaking of the music, just quickly, if anyone's really confused, we were supposed to do this at 12:30 a.m. last night. How cool would this have been with just some nice cocoa, darkness surrounding you, and this music playing? It's kind of... But anyway...
it's a coffee shop.
/technical difficulties/elevator. I'm having difficulties on this elevator, which is also in the coffee shop. Anyway, so... Basically, yeah, I feel the same. But I have to say this much, though. I do think that they've picked up a lot of steam, which is good, because I think that even though they picked the shitty time slot, in my opinion, they still, you know, because here's the thing. Same thing with Legend of Korra on Nick. Don't pick your time. I know it sounds silly to say this, but don't pick your time slot when there's also that whole that Friday Night SmackDown thing going on. You know, like, regardless, there's a lot of kids that'll be like, oh, the people are fighting, and they'll stick to SmackDown, which is an issue for me. But I'm sure
There was a lot of professional wrestling in episode one.
Yes, fair enough. But I do think that there is a large amount of things that at least brought in the teenagers. And I think that's a good thing about this show, where this is a show that really can get people invested. It's not, you know, it's, I thought they were going to start off with filler too, and I would have been okay with it, because that feels standard for television. Like, oh, we're not going to start off exactly where Stan left off. That will be shown in a flashback, maybe in the episode, but we're not just going to start off from the exact point that it ended. What show does that? Gravity Falls does that.
Literally, the exact moment it ended.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. I have to give them credit for that, because I was expecting just a regular episode.
You know, like
me
something
too.
Happened the day after. But no, literally the moment that they left off, that was awesome.
Yes. Though it's strange, because there had to be a time skip somewhere, and I think it might have been, like, I think the time, I don't know where the time skip was, but it had to happen, because Gideon had been in jail for a while. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed this. No, here's the thing. You didn't get to see the TV shorts. The TV shorts, because first off, they actually aired them again last night during the actual airing. Sadly, Satish couldn't make it to the actual airing, so we had to see it, you know, later on. And when they showed them, they actually have, you know, one is Mabel, the other one is Grunkle Stan, and they're going through public access television. And when Mabel's going through, I forgot what the name of the show was, but it was Gideon's dad narrating, and he was like, Little Gideon's Big House. And it was just Gideon in jail.
Ah.
So and also, if you notice, when Gideon is, like, sitting in his jail cell, when Stan does the huge, big thing, there's tally marks next to him, like, next to his name.
And it's funny, I don't know if you saw the thing next to it, too.
The key!
Yep.
Oh, it's the cosmic key, is what it is.
No, but it's the key to the code.
Right. There's a lot of that's the best thing about this show. I mean, we're going to get into, like, the little tiny things, you know, that were in the show, you know, like, funny stuff and whatever, and kind of just talk about it like we always do with, you know, Raw or, you know, the DBZ movies that we've done. But as of right now, just talking about it as a whole, I'm really happy that they started off with this bang, where it just, there's no lull. There's probably going to be.
It was literally a bang.
Yes, there might be a lull coming up, obviously, like there was last season, but there should be no one saying, oh, yeah, you know, this is just so bad, which I
For
think
what
is
it's worth,
what...
Episode 2, not a lull.
Oh,
that's
yes.
all
Speaking
I'll say.
Of, yes, if you're wondering how we saw Episode 2, I believe Disney released the second episode on their website as well, because
I'm actually traveling back from the future.
Right, yeah.
Using the time,
Blended.
Baby.
Blended, yes. Oh, God.
I'm teasing you about this all morning, but there actually is a really cool voice actor, guest voice actor on episode 2, too. And most people will pick up on it, I think.
Oh, yeah. I assume you can see it on Disney's website. That's the thing. So it's not as if... I'm
it's
not going to spoil it
because
I haven't seen it.
For episode 1,
right.
You couldn't see the guest voice actor.
Oh, okay.
And what they did was... is his name... Ron Swanson, the act, you know, the character. But... John Offerman, or?
Right.
So he was Agent Powers. And what they did with the credits is instead of it having John Offerman, they put Key Viniere, which was, Viniere is the code, the new cipher that they're using to code their stuff. So I was laughing because I was like, they didn't even give him credit. And I feel like there may be another joke. I didn't see the credits again but I'm going to watch
them. And who has he been? Like, what is he? I don't know much about him as an actor.
Oh, Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec.
Oh, right. Okay. Now I know. Okay, because it sounded
mm-hmm.
like him. All right, that makes sense.
Yep,
that's
it was. So he was the guest voice actor for this one. And I mean, I was just freaking out when I realized who it was for episode two, which most of you will.
Of course, of course.
Probably run across
the
season.
And the reason why I say you can probably watch it on their website is because, sadly, I wasn't able to. I didn't even notice it was on their website. I never really admit to downloading anything, but I had to because I saw it live on TV. And obviously, this is a show where you can't just see it live on TV and then go, oh, so I got everything. No, you really have to just sit there and just decode and analyze. So I did get it, but then I realized it was a web rip, which I assume that they must have released the two episodes here in America.
Were some, like, confusions because iTunes doesn't have them both. iTunes only has Scaryoki. But
right.
There were access websites, like, through regular, like, anime upload sites because people are, like, the fandom has become huge. And,
right.
And secondly, there was a link through Disney. Disney Go or Disney XD. I don't think it was directly through America, but someone mirrored it to America and stuff like that.
So it might have been UK.
I think it may have been from what I was like reading through on Reddit. But there was an access to the second episode, and you know, I forgoed watching the first episode again so I could see the second one because I was so curious with everybody talking about both of them, and I didn't want to jump on Tumblr and look for some help for the new codes and find out that, you know, everything that happened in episode two. So
fair enough. Then I understand why you did it. I'm waiting to see it, you know, with Ashley Copan, who sadly couldn't be on the show today. But, I'm waiting to see it, you know, with her. And also, like, you also didn't get to see a lot of the specials and the shorts that they did, which were hilarious. And some of the ciphers, I'm sure you've at least read the ciphers.
Yeah, I've
read
all the ciphers. Because
especially the cipher for this episode. It's getting very dark.
Okay, Rich, what are you pointing out? Because I want to confirm.
All right, well, the cipher for this episode, there's a few of them, right? I'm sorry, the decoded cryptograms, there's a few of them.
Yeah.
Right? The first one is for Scaryoki. Kill me, please.
Right, and the leprechaun beast thing.
Right.
What was it? Leprechaun?
Yes.
The leprechaun unicorn. Yeah.
Okay.
So on that page.
Right.
If you look at that screenshot, which you know, if you go back to when the agents open up the book and it's like the leprechaun, on the left side. There's a site, well, when translated, there's a code that says, watch out. And if you read the one on the right, it's kill me, please.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Okay.
Deep, guys.
Fair enough, fair enough. That's not as dark, because I didn't know the context. Sadly, I didn't get the context for all of these. Hopefully,
no,
you can
no,
help
no.
me with
yeah,
that.
I have the context for most of them, because I ended up staying up till like 7 o'clock because I was in love with the show and just kind of rejoined the fandom.
Of course. Well, that's what I think is also good about this show, because as much as I love the shorts, it felt like I was seeing an ex-girlfriend again, like with the shorts, right? Where it was like, okay, like I'm, you know, but when you actually
somewhere
watch
in the
show.
Ashley is very upset at that analogy.
I didn't like the shorts at all, baby. They're nothing like you. But when I saw the actual show, I was just like, all right. I'm here with Ashley. All right, this is so right. Shorts were shit. I've hated those shorts since the beginning. But seriously though, some of these cryptograms are crazy. Like even if we want to go back a bit, right? Because yes, the shorts did air before, you know, season two, and this encompasses really just Gravity Falls itself. From the Dipper's Guide to the Unexplained, right, they actually tried to fool people because they actually cut some of the codes up you had to rearrange them. And when rearranged, it's just, you know, it's from the first until the last search, the codes of credits passed, one means one, so search them all, welcome to Gravity Falls. Which is funny because I think that might have been codes of credits that might have been referencing in season two, you know, the newest episode, when they have the code in the credit scene.
Right.
By the way. And, right, it's when the other, because there were other codes in there, too. And when they're combined, it reads, I was so blind, he lied to me. The darkness is near. We love you, Alex Hirsch. But fuck you, Alex Hirsch. I mean, Jesus.
And since we're discussing ciphers,
yep.
more like little codes, the one that flashes at the end of episode one.
Right.
The translation is, the man downstairs is very clever. Can he hide his plans forever?
Which is like, damn it, you put that there, Bill. We know you did. And
but
you
I love that kind of
voice.
Stuff. Because,
you
like,
read
whoops.
That.
Yes. And for the record, the one for the second episode also rhymes, which I think may
okay.
be a little thing they're doing this
yeah,
season.
Yeah, probably.
But it's just interesting to me because I think it's so cool in terms of, like, they're making us do the work in a way for the show, and part of that elevates it for me in terms of all this hidden stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful way to create a fandom. Because
and
it's not like, did you see the cameo? Did you see when he made the one line or the one, you know, the little joke? It's like, as much as we have those, it's us trying to find people like, do you see this? Do you know how to crack this? Do you understand what this means? Kill me, please. Oh, what?
That's the thing. It's the complete package. Because even if you didn't see the kill me, please thing with the God, I keep on forgetting the name of the unicorn. What's its name
leprechaun?
Again? Thank you, leprechaun. You're still looking at that thing, and you're like, kill it with fire. You know what I mean? Like, oh, God, it wants to die. You know what I mean? Like, you can make that joke yourself, but you don't. It's like, it's just the whole pack where even if, like, it's the whole package where you can still get all of your humor and all of your everything, you know, enjoyment from the show itself. And the other stuff is really just an added bonus, like you said. But, like you said, it creates a fan base. But if you're just, you know, maybe you're a teenager who you're 13, you know what I mean? You're on the computer maybe, but you're not that into, like, going on. Then again, I know for, you know, the kids that I teach are all on Tumblr, so I don't know. But still, I just
I am
feel
on
as if I know. Hello, you're not my student though. But anyway, so
but I learned from you.
All right, I am your sensor. But seriously, it's really interesting, I think, because it, like you said, it can get. It can make a fandom, and it gets a lot of people invested. But you also don't have to be like that at all. Like, you can just sit there and watch it on Disney every single week and not have a care in the world and still enjoy what you're getting out of it. That's how good this show is.
Yeah, I think one of the classic things in terms of a TV show that appeals to me is when you can mix, like, humor with real situations in terms of I need to care, but you're still making jokes. And Scrubs was perfect at that for me, you know, where they would have episodes that were extremely funny, but at the same time were addressing things that were really happening to the characters. You know,
right.
And Gravity Falls does that very well, almost too well, where you look at something like the zombie invasion, and then you got Seuss like, sorry, man, I just really want to eat those brains. Like, you know, can I eat your brains? Like, hey, yay or nay? I'm seeing a lot of yay faces.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I was dying at the line.
I'm seeing some yays over here.
No, I mean, even the beginning, the first line of the, like, this is the biggest thing in 30 years. Should have been wearing pants. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
This has not changed at all.
What I think is the best, too, is that it's becoming formulaic with that, okay, if they mention something, you know it's going to happen later, but it's still just fun to see how they incorporate it.
It's funny.
It's fun to see how they incorporate it. Because it's just, like, I'm not going to raise the dead or anything. Dipper, what did I say not to do tonight? Raise the dead. And what did you do tonight? Raise the dead.
I loved that so much because she wasn't even angry because he raised the dead. She was mad because he wrecked the party by doing exactly the one thing that she pointed out. It's like there are hundreds of things in that book.
Yeah.
The one thing.
It's just the one thing that you did. Raise the dead.
And it was like there was a lot of great, I mean, the little thriller stuff when he swallowed the disco ball.
Oh, my God. Dude, no matter what you do, you make us look more rad.
Yeah, no, everything Seuss did in the first episode was hilarious, I thought. I've seen everything about zombie movies, you know, I'll be perfectly fine.
What I think is the best in the, I just like that they, that's the thing, like you mentioned how real world situations where they addressed that there are people out there who, yeah, actually look just like Seuss. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, oh, dude, you know what I mean? Like, I watched every single zombie movie. I know exactly what to do in the case of a zombie apocalypse. Oh, you know, to become zombie, like, that's fairly accurate.
No, and there was a lot of really, like, in terms of the brutality from these scenes, right?
I
was very pleased that Disney aired this, and, two, just very happy in general, like, regardless of Disney, because
you know, Mabel decked the head off with a suitcase, and Grokl's stand scenes were incredible.
Well, you know what it is, actually? It's not even a Disney thing. What happens is, zombies, in a way, are labeled inanimate objects, so I feel as if when, and this is in all cartoons, when inanimate objects, objects are being messed with, you can do a lot of crazy shit. And I mean inanimate, like, you look at a zombie, right? You look at a robot.
Okay.
You look at
That's
a robot.
A good logic.
Like, all you have to do is call something a robot, and you can, like, rip out crotch with your hands and, like, shove it in its heart. And you're like, yeah, it's a robot. Like, that's not weird. But if it's a person, it's like, what? That connection. So it's actually, it's interesting because you've seen, like, you look at even Power Rangers and stuff like that where it's like, oh, no, you can't punch that person in the face. Because it's like, no. But if they're a putty patrol or if they're, you know, robots, you can do some horrific shit.
That's interesting. Because I didn't think of it that way. And now that may explain why they were so violent.
Yeah, because they picked the best thing to be violent, too. Zombies. You know, and I'm sure that's
well done on the zombie part for Gravity
Falls,
by the way. You know, because they could have easily screwed, not even Hirsch, but, like, they could have easily screwed up the zombies and made them a non-threat. But they were cool.
Yeah. Also, I'm not going to lie, the way the zombies appeared all around the Mystery Shack, I'm completely convinced that those are people Grunkle Stan has killed and buried right under the Mystery Shack. There were too many.
I don't know about Grunkle Stan, but I did find it interesting that, you know, they started coming from the ground, and in my head I'm like, are they, like, buried there? You know, like, are these undead people, or do you just summon them out of thin air, you know?
All jokes aside, I assume they're from hell, and I mean this because I found the translation of what Dipper said, and what it says is, it says, body rise, Lord Devil, right, or Devil Dominion, conquer the world. So you assume it's the idea of, you know, the age-old idea. Instead of the zombies being like some, you know, some thing from outer space or some actual, you know, disease, it's like, no, they're just hell demons. That's old idea.
That's a good point.
You know, but if we didn't have that there, then yeah, like my first thought was, Grunkle Stan has killed them all in the name of science. Like, in the name of justice, Grunkle Stan has buried them. Because they all just, there weren't even any graves that they showed, you know, like, in the background. Just, nope, just zombies.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good.
Yeah. That's the thing, it's little things like that, where it didn't really, you know, like, people could have, like, kids or even anyone could have said, yeah, zombies are from the ground, they're dead, whatever, right? There were no actual skin on them. They were basically just all, you know, that's what happens eventually. People just decay and they're in the ground. So you could say that, but it's like, wait, but they were all near. So little tiny things that you want to question. And then the show actually has answers, which is crazy. But, yeah. So anything you want to comment about the episode specifically before we, you know, just before we move on?
I have a genetic disorder that makes it unable for me to enjoy humor.
Yeah.
What is that noise you were making with your mouth?
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
That
killed me. I think I may have laughed the hardest at that.
Me too, because I love that the agents, because that's how they are, you know, and I like that they're just making fun of them without them knowing they're making fun of them. Right? Without the, just, you know, just, oh yes, you know, it's just, I am an agent. I cannot experience humor.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of, and his friend just emphasizes everything.
Yes, who looks a lot like Ryan Reynolds, by the way.
Yes, I don't know if that was on purpose, but
I was confused.
The time police in season one were named Lolf Dungren, which was a reference to Dolph Lundgren. So like, they have little things that I think that he may have been Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, for some reason he just looked like, I was like, okay. Also,
I was wondering if like the Agent Powers was based on like Tommy Lee Jones and Men in Black.
Maybe.
Because that's what my first thought was. I was like, oh, God, it's Men in Black. And I loved it.
Yeah. Also, so now that we're jumping, you know, to the beginning of the episode and we're doing what we do, I just, you know, I'm just a huge fan of just boo. Please. Boo harder.
Yeah, like, there were a lot of those moments early on that gave Gravity Falls its classic Gravity Falls, like, type of humor. And it fit very well, where it really felt like a really smooth transition for me. And I can't get over how nicely it was done, where they just screwed the filler. They were like, you know what, let's actually do something here. And there was a lot packed into what was 22 minutes of television.
Which is hard to do. You know,
a lot of development.
I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to add more with Frankelstein, but they thought less is better, especially with the time period and time frame. But, I mean, what they did with him, first off, I'm happy that we can care about him now. Because there was a time, and it was more of the internet, really, that kind of fueled it, but there was a time where I was really worried about what Frankelstein's intentions are. And, yes, we still don't know, so we could be swerved.
That's why I hate.
But,
by the way, I hate that, and I love it.
Right, right.
Because you're right. We all thought, well, not we all, but there was definitely, like, fear that he might have been evil, right? And then I think what it is that it's not particularly crazy to claim now that he's evil, but he really loves his, like, Maybelline.
Of course.
Liver,
well,
you know?
I have the strangest feeling, right? He could still be evil, yes. I just have the strangest feeling that he's a good guy, but he does a lot of shitty things. Right, so he might not. It's a situation where this whole opening the world thing. He might not be trying to conquer the world, or he might not know that it might conquer. He's not trying to do that. However, he's a scam artist, right? He doesn't like the government. He seems like the kind of guy where, you know, it'd be like, nope, don't take my guns, government, right? But like in a mean way, where he would like, you know, oh, government officials, let me get my ladders.
Don't take his ladders. Yeah.
Don't take his ladders. Exactly. So it's just, you know, it's like there's a, like the second, it's just funny because there are certain things that they did in this episode that made me think, yep, this is Grunkle Stan. Like, hey, Stan, hey, Mr. Pines, what am I supposed to say when I see a government official?
No, there was stuff like that.
Like,
fit
you can
him.
Tell that, like, Grunkle Stan is sitting there like, okay, so if there's ever a government official outside, you yell pineapple, right?
Yeah. Like, and on top of this, by the way, I am really curious about whatever the hell happened 30 years ago.
Because I am as well.
And I can't explain, go into this yet, but there's something in season two where they basically mention that something happened to the author of the books 30 years ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a one-off line, but you'll hear it because it's a loudly spewed line. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the fact, and they mentioned in the beginning of episode one, we haven't had readings like this in 30 years. I'm like, what happened 30 years ago? What is this thing that, and then Stan mentions it himself, where it's like, 30 years I've been waiting. And it's like, what happened 30 years ago?
That if we're lucky, we'll know what happens 30 years ago by the end of season two, and then season three will be some kind of aftermath or trying to pick up pieces.
I mean, there's been talk that it will be two seasons in a movie, but I mean, I selfishly would like this to go on for like four seasons.
Selfishly, yes, four seasons. I mean, my thing though is, okay, if it's three seasons in a movie and then another season, we better be getting a time skip somewhere. So if the movie is the blowout for everything, we better be starting up Gravity Falls again with the time skip, because I understand why there's no time skip right now. Like, it hit me to, like, you know, last night I was like, right, no time skip. And I understand. It's, you know, I get it. But
right.
But they are summer, and you can argue that each episode is like a day, right? And maybe the little shorts, some of them happened on, you know, on certain days that, you know, we didn't see, but still, it's all, they might even be considered canon for some of them. Fair enough, for some. But it's still like, you know, a season could be a month, right? And they started summer with 1 month, and now this is their second month. So you're hoping the third season is the third month, you know, being August. They have a big blowout movie, and then if they want to start the show up again, which I'm perfectly okay with, if they, you know, if they want the movie to be like an end-all, but maybe there's still a little bit more that we can be explained. Again, I like this show, right? They're good with that. I'm okay with them making a fourth season, but with, a, you know, saying, oh, yes, and now we're back in Gravity Falls next summer. I guess everything's okay now.
Wrong. I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. I'm not going to lie to you. And that's because I know that me asking four seasons is a lot. Because, but it's just, there's so much potential with the show. And
exactly.
It's not like WWE where I sit there and I'm like, I don't know if they're going to go this direction. I have like 150% confidence in Alex Hirsch because he delivers constantly with a lot of great stuff. And
you know,
even between season one and season two, I hear that the shorts are really good.
Yes. Oh, they are also with different mediums, obviously, you know, because they, you know, because, of course, WWE being a weekly show, and, you know, I assume they're all just burnt out in the back and tired and dying, where Alex Hirsch is probably very fit because he, you know, he has the story that he's probably been thinking about for years. He's had time to craft it, and he's basically told, other than one episode not airing, sadly, which was a really good, had a really good premise, and maybe it'll be picked up this season. It was a,
right.
A tribute to Labyrinth. The David Bowie Labyrinth, but for all you know, for all we know, it could be picked up again after hearing the fan interest on the internet. Because hey, crazier things have happened. You know, I mean, I remember what was it? Oron High School Host Club, right? Got picked up by Funimation, not only because one of the voice because one of the voice actresses for Funimation liked the show. How does she see the show? She's not Japanese. She watches the fan subs. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So little things like that, like fan subs can actually – so, yeah, so fan appeal can actually help things, you know, happen.
Yeah, I
right?
agree.
I mean, of course, it can easily destroy something, you know, depending on how – you know, if it really requires a lot of money to be put into it. But fan stuff can really – so for all we know, that episode can be picked up this season. Anyway, so, yeah, so clearly Alex Hirsch has this story. He's been playing it out for years, and he somehow let Disney – let him do everything they wanted, you know, he wants to with it, for the most part. I mean, what I like, too, is that, okay, they didn't show guns in this episode, obviously, right? But they're government officials. So when they reached for their gun, I was excited. I knew I wasn't going to see a gun, but the fact that they took out the time to reach for their gun in the last after-credit scene where they thought that the reporter was a zombie.
Yes.
The fact that they went to reach for their gun.
That actually
was great.
Cracked me up a little. Oh, that's just an ugly, ugly man. I was like, God damn it.
I know.
But it's actually kind of like, I know it's not the coolest
your
joke
camera,
to make, but it's not particularly
your camera's
offensive.
A cinder block.
No, like, in terms of, like, it's not a slur, what they're using with this running joke about him being ugly. So I'm kind of okay with it. Like, normally I'm like, don't mock him, but it's like a running, like, mini gag where it's like, take off your mask, Toby. This is my face.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know,
oh,
that kind
that
of...
was terrible. Yeah, I feel bad for him, but at the same time, like, he is kind of a creep. It's weird. Like, I feel like he has the opportunity to do shady things, where it's like, it's kind of like, it feels like he's done something. 30 years ago, it's just like, and he killed a man. Oh, well, I mean, that makes sense.
I feel like everyone's got more backstory than we'd like to let on. And there's a lot of little things they do. And I hate that we see some things that make me think animation error or, like, not. Because, like, I'll tell you, when, in episode one, Stan uses a glove early on. It's a six-fingered glove.
Yes.
And
yes, the books have... Episode one of the season. Yes, and yeah, the books have six fingers, and it's like, wait. Here's the thing, and I'm only going to say this because this can easily be changed, and we don't know where this is happening. Disney leaked something, which is why I'm sure Alex Hirsch is really happy about episode two, right, being on the internet right now. Disney leaked something. I believe it was when people were traveling through, like, a tour of the Gravity Falls studio or something.
Yes.
Was it? And there was a picture, and I'm not going to say who it was, because maybe you don't know, so I'm not going to say who it was, but a person in Gravity Falls had six fingers.
They were writing the book at the time.
Well,
and
they were writing something. We don't know if it was the book, but we
assume it was the book. You know
we
why?
Assume.
Based on that screen cap, which if you haven't seen it, do see it. I feel bad. I don't want to spoil that. So...
No, you don't have to.
There's a little, like, glass, like, monocle-type thing hanging out of the book that's
right,
in the journal
right,
that I think
right,
Dipper
right,
has.
Right.
So, like,
right.
it's basically shown that he is writing that book. And it's a huge thing because there's something in episode two that feeds that, too. And, you know, so it makes me think, like, they're really thinking about the six-finger thing. And at first, we were all wondering, like, oh, is it an animation error that certain characters have different fingers, like, different, like, numbers of fingers and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting because he put on a six-finger glove, Stan, and he has five fingers. So,
yes, and I'll admit, even if this person is the writer of the book, it would make so much sense, and I'd be happy.
Oh, I
so, like, I hope
so. So I hope
they
so.
Actually, if Alex Hirsch somehow listens to our episode somehow, first off, hello. You're great at what you do. Second, don't change that. I know you might think, oh, no, they know. Maybe I should. Don't.
That's the thing.
Don't even.
That's why I like Alex Hirsch and not WWE. Because if
yeah, exactly.
this was WWE, we would find out
Shane
that Waddle's
the
pig.
Right? Yeah,
I'm keeping a Gravity Falls canon.
No,
Sheamus is one of the monsters. And how you doing, fella? What language is he speaking, Mabel? I don't understand.
All of a sudden, like Dipper tries to go through the book. He says like fella 6 times. The zombies come back up.
But they're
like,
all following Sheamus.
Yeah.
So he has become their leader.
Oh my God!
It's
and
like,
and
you have pasty white skin like us. God damn it, fella.
Yeah. Just pick up the limes. Throw the limes. No one gets our jokes. I feel really bad.
No.
But anyway.
But.
No, but. Yes,
yeah,
no, Waddle the Pig.
Waddle the
Pig wrote the book.
I feel like they're not going to pull some kind of horrible swerve that would take off the direction of the show. Because if you haven't seen this spoiler, it is worth looking it up. And if you don't want to look it up, it makes storyline sense. And I really hope that they don't change it. Because when I found out, I was like, damn it, that's good. And there was a lot of things that basically pointed in that direction. Like, we were hinted
yeah.
in that direction, but it wasn't confirmed. So,
yeah. It's either one of two things, you know, either you know, that was leaked and hopefully, you know, they don't change it at all, or Alex Hirsch is laughing, sitting back with, I don't know what he drinks, let's just say fine wine, right? Just going, they thought that was a leak. Right?
I feel like it was out there. Like, it was put out on purpose. To drum
yes,
up some
saying,
interest,
yes, that's the thing.
But
yeah,
not by
like,
Alex Hirsch. I don't think he.
Oh,
I don't think.
Fair
but I, so I think at the beginning he was ticked, but then
he was
like, "This is good
for
the show."
You misunderstand. When I say that, I don't mean like Alex Hirsch leaked it. I mean that's not even where we're going with this. That's what I mean. Like because you know how this show is. Like
yeah,
there were actually 80 cryptograms in the picture if you saw close enough that said, "Haha, I'm lying to you, bitches." Like, imagine that.
Not
just
the bitches part. But
no, it was a Disney. They weren't supposed to know. No one was supposed to be taking pictures. So it's like, you dare take a picture? Look at the cryptograms. I was lying to all of you. Ha ha. Your mother. Damn it!
Your mother.
How did
yeah,
that get
off? That's a mistranslation.
Yeah, that's a mistranslation. Oh, thank goodness. Yes, it's your mother's. What if? We forgot the last word. But anyway. So yeah, I mean, I'm also a huge fan. Speaking of the fact that Stan really, you know, like loves Dipper and stuff, I'm happy he doesn't think Dipper's an idiot. Because here's the thing, I mean, I know he's trying to protect him. So, but I don't think he thinks that Dipper's stupid. Because when he gave Dipper the book back, I thought he was going to give him a fake book. The fact that he took the time to scan the book and then give him the book back was really nice.
Yeah, what I thought was interesting about that is you're right. I don't think he thinks he's stupid. I just think he remembers that he's young. Like, because
of course,
he looks at, yeah, he looks at Dipper and he's like, he's naive or like, he doesn't know. That's the big thing. You don't know what you're getting into, kid. You know, that's
obviously.
What it is for.
Which is
and
true.
And he knows, which I think is cool because his moment of admittance, I loved it. You know, like, they're basically like on the brink of death. And he just wants to be like, you know what? Look, I'm not stupid. I know. I've always known. So to just understand why I lie to you, you know, because
oh yeah,
I'm scared you're going to find out what I know. And I think that's kind of cool in terms of storyline and just generally because what is going on? Like, how nuts is this town? Because
I know. Yeah, that's what I think is great about it. Because, you know what, honestly, yeah, I agree with Uncle Stan. It's like, you don't know what you're getting into, Dipper. But it's not like an issue of, oh, you're, like, stupid, so you must be, you know, no, it's not. That,
no,
that's
it's
what
like,
I like,
you really don't know what you're getting into. And the cool like, thing is, we don't know what we're getting into either. Because we're basically Dipper, you know, in terms of, we see everything through the eyes of Dipper and Mabel. With the exception of, like, a couple ciphers and just general stuff that we see outside of that. But,
right.
So, we don't know what we're getting into either. And it's so big that apparently that wasn't like Oregon's government. That was the U.S. national government
yeah,
that came
something,
in.
Though something
you know?
Weird I have to mention about the government. First off, before I mention something weird about the government, I love that they parodied like other – okay, in a way I believe they parodied other movies and other TV shows. with the way the government acted. Because here's, obviously you mentioned the whole I cannot understand laughter thing, right? But he actually bent down, looked at Dipper and said, actually, here's a government conspiracy for you, little kid. Right? Like,
yeah.
Out of nowhere. And then, oh, I have something to, you know, to say too. Oh, well, we don't believe you, but we did give you that information. Like, we gave you secure classified information out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the guy who doesn't understand humor. It's like, what are you doing? Because other shows do little things like that, too. It's like, oh, the main character has to know everything. He's but a boy. You know, that actually happened in Higurashi. That happened in Higurashi a bit, where it's just, you know, it's like, and of course, again, the boy is centered around what's going on in a way, but it's just like, okay, you're basically giving him valuable information. Let's go, like, what are you doing? What are you? So it's really nice to kind of just see that in certain shows where it's just, you know, and have it happen. And you're like, really? And in this show, you clearly see that they're doing it as a joke where it's like, oh, by the way, child, here's everything that we know over the last 30 years about the, you know, about Gravity Falls.
But there's also a lot of stuff going on because if you remember, I didn't mention this, it just reoccurred to me because just now you mentioned that he gave Dipper the journal back. And I remembered he was using the magic copier to copy that book.
Right.
So he knows what that he knows of that copier, and
yeah.
There's a lot of, I guess, hearsay and just people discussing now the fight scene that happened with Grunkle Stan, you know, in terms of him coming in to save the kids, right?
Right.
We recently, right before that, saw a scene with him working in the basement, you know, and there's talk that there might be a Stan clone, like the way that there
things.
Was Tyrone.
Two things. First off, are you sure that, what's it called, are you sure he was using the magic copier?
I believe he was.
The books didn't come to life, though. Like, the pages didn't come to life.
But I think that only happens when you copy human parts.
Thank you. Okay, fair enough. He copied a drawing of, but fair enough. Okay.
There's a thing, it's crazy because it's still a theory, you know, the Stan twin or that the Stan has a younger brother, because that's the one I believe
right.
in. That he has
right.
a younger brother that was left in the past for some reason.
Okay.
Because of the whole Stanley and Stanford mobile thing.
Right.
Because, you know, the Stanley mobile, it's like that's something they would have picked up on. Why would he be driving the Stanley mobile if he's Stanford? But I like that there's room to think. And,
yes.
You know, I'm wondering.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, the fact that Grunkle Stan appeared wearing different clothes than before, tattered, where it looked like he just came out of the basement out of nowhere. You thought he came out of the basement out of nowhere. I mean, I'm
yeah.
sure it looked like it was a Grunkle Stan of the Dead reference. But it really did, didn't it? Like, just the way he appeared there, I was like, this is Grunkle Stan of the Dead. Like, this is what this
no,
is.
There was a lot of cool stuff. The brass knuckles punch was one of my favorite moments in the episode, though.
Did you
because
notice
you
that we saw them beforehand?
Yes, when he went into the room.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things in that room that were interesting.
Oh,
fully
my God.
Fully clothed women. You know what else was in there, Matt?
What?
A stand
The back. Boxing glove.
Sucks
oh, yeah,
more
the
than anything.
Back? Did you see the box
I was...
of mothballs?
Yeah.
Yes. No, I really love the fully clothed women, the tasteful swimwear.
Yeah, that actually cracked me up so much. Fully clothed women.
God.
I was like, God damn it. We know what you're doing, Disney Channel.
Yeah.
The guy with cartridges just, how do we get it by?
Yeah, how do we get because and you know, and of course, we also saw boxing gloves in there. And we've seen boxing before.
Which a reference to him because he was his dad made him do it.
Yeah. It was very interesting. And, you know, because there are a lot of little things here and there. I mean, you look at Seuss's room, and in, in the Fix-It shorts, and I think we didn't see it today, but in the episode, but in the Fix-It shorts, and we see a Nort poster. Tron from the game studio. So, yeah, little things like that where it's like, dude. Like,
oh, speaking of other continuity, do you remember the Puma shirt or Panther shirt guy?
No.
In the first season one?
Puma shirt.
Panther shirt.
Oh, yes,
Puma
of course,
shirt,
yeah.
Panther
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, yeah, of course, I know him.
We got our resolution to that. He was wearing a Panther shirt.
That's wonderful.
I'm being 100% serious, because I saw that and I laughed a lot. I thought that was superb.
And that's the thing, even if like, you just don't realize that's happening, right? Just the things where it's just, I wouldn't mind a kiss on the cheek, not going to happen. Or just, I can't wait to burst open these stanyatas. Mabel, is that a boombox sweater? Just all these.
No, like, that kind of, like, ridiculousness. But the little stuff is what gets me to really appreciate his work. Because, like, kind of continuity. And, like, you know, seeing the brass knuckles and later on, he just decks it. That was a pretty cool, like, whole...
Yeah,
and it makes sense because he was a boxer. So,
I know, but still, he punches zombies in the face. Like, Seuss got accidentally bitten talking about zombie movies. Runkle Stan punches zombies in the face.
I love that, though. Because you can...
Yeah.
This is a guy who's he's got boxing experience, so he gets brass knuckles. I mean, he is murdering things left and right. That was awesome.
Man.
Because
it
made sense. Robin's going to be like, well, how could he fight? He was a boxer. And he has his brass knuckles. Everything about that made sense. And the brass knuckles helps because they can't bite his hand. They'd be biting into brass knuckles.
Exactly.
Which
that's what I like. Just the little. I like the little things because, yeah, you're going to have people. It's kind of like movies, too, where, like, movies, right? Someone will be like, oh, hey, look, they're finally acknowledging that the Edward Norton movie is part of, you know, the Marvel, you know, universe. And it's like, but it always was. Well, I mean, they changed Norton to the Edward Norton Hulk movie. Well, they changed Norton to, you know, Mark Ruffalo, so... And they had Iron Man at the end of The Incredible Hulk. But they had Robert Downey Jr. It's like, yeah, I'm sure you probably forgot that, you idiot. Like, I know people forget things, but it's like, come on, guys. Like, this was... Like, what do you... Come on, guys. Like,
right.
Oh, they're acknowledging it because they're having a sequel. It's always... You want to slap people. Same thing with this show, where it's just like, I can bet you people were like, this is so stupid, he's just punching out zombies.
Yeah, that's
he
why I really enjoyed the whole, like I'm saying there, like, yeah, he was a boxer and he was using brass knuckles. I mean, everything about that made sense to me, made
exactly.
me happy, and to be quite honest, it was really awesome. Like, that's just
that's
whole, like, you know, get to the attic, I will defend you, and that was just really cool. Everything about that, like... And then that leads up to his admission that he knows everything's going on, and it was just really well done.
Yeah. Speaking of the agents, by the way, I talked about them before. I didn't really mention the thing that I didn't like. I didn't like that they didn't know a lot about a lot of the paranormal stuff happening in Gravity Falls. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel as if it just felt like they, being government agents, looked at Dipper and were like, this is all horse honky. It's like, but dude, like, guys, you're the, like, I felt as if I wanted a government to be, not that they're stupid at all, but, like, I wanted them to at least have that underlying feeling of, like, we know more than you think, Dipper Pines.
Well, for me, I think what it is that they were interested, these government people.
Right.
In what was going on in terms of the energy levels. You
right.
know, like, as much as they mentioned they were there to research the paranormal, I was
right.
intrigued because they went there for the energy readings.
Right.
And I was wondering, what kind of output are they measuring? Because they were tracking something.
Mm-hmm.
So what were they tracking that led them there? You know, is it just energy output or something like that? Or is it something more? Like, I don't know. And it really made me curious.
Fair enough. It's just, I don't know, something about me, like, just the fact, I know zombies, which is good, because I guess zombies are a really good way to kind of get out there. But, you know, because, yeah, they did say, hey, we've done a lot of paranormal shit in our lives, but zombies, man. But it still feels weird because, you know, even Dipper was like, zombies are, like, normal from what's in that book. Because they even had a look in the book, and they were like, this is all stupid.
Yeah,
and
what
like,
interests me, though, is that I think apparently in the canon of this storyline, in terms
right.
of Gravity Falls,
yes.
that only Gravity Falls experiences the paranormal.
I would, well, what I would argue is, with that energy reading that we saw,
yeah.
right, maybe that energy reading kind of spiked up a type of radiation level for paranormal activity.
Yeah, because the thing is, if they were tracking just paranormal activity, the government would have been in Gravity Falls in any of the earlier episodes.
Of course.
You got what I mean? So I
yeah.
think... It's just an energy level thing, because in terms of paranormal, like, the agents themselves mentioned, like, we studied the paranormal, and we've never actually seen something like this. And
right.
I think that's why I'm under the impression that only Gravity Falls apparently experiences the paranormal. So nobody actually
right.
tracks, like, that area, because they just, but something happened there 30 years ago that they're aware of.
Right. Yeah, something had to have happened, and it's just very interesting, because, I mean... It's just, I don't know, like, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, like, what have they experienced? Like, that also intrigues me, because I really want to know, like, is it because of this specific area that there's a lot of, you know, like gateways to other worlds and stuff like that? You know, like, I'm wondering, is all of the paranormal stuff, like, from Gravity Falls itself, or is it getting through cracks or leaks?
Right, that's what you're
you know?
Saying.
That's because, I mean, some of the things are just, you know, caused by other means. Like, there was a joke about, you didn't see Mabel's scrapbook, but there was a joke about the fact that they were just like, come see the eight-legged cow, Octavian, right? Which is, even though it didn't have eight legs, it had nine. But still, it was an eight-legged cow, and all of a sudden it's just like, wow, like, you know, they were like, oh, how'd you get, like, a cow here like that? They didn't mean to step upon the cow. They just found it in a zoo that they were at, on a ranch, on a farm. And the guy was like, oh, you know, she's just drinking from the lovely blessing of that radiation in the water that we get from the power plant. Yeah. So,
well then.
Yeah. So that's another issue. You might have, you know, you have leaks from other dimensions. You have radiation. I know it was a one-off joke, but still, radiation from, it was aired on TV. You know, radiation from the power plant that gave her nine,
yeah.
That gave a cow nine legs. And all the farmer could think of was, yep, it's going to be a lot of, was it mighty fine to eat this cow up when we had to make burgers? And all of a sudden, you know, like, Mabel was really sad, and she wanted them to take the cow, and Grunkle Stan looked at the guy in the eye and said, so you want to eat from the radiated cow, no, you want to eat from the mutated cow to gain its powers. I respect that. And then walks away. I felt like they just heard you speak, and they were just like, what would Satish Ram say?
No, that's what made me happy, where it's like, they just went out and was like, you know.
Eat him and gain his powers. That was for you, Ram.
Damn. Yeah, that was good. It was good. I mean, I can't even complain.
Like, hey, it's sad you haven't seen some of them. We're going to hang out later, and you really should. I'm going to make you watch them.
Well, I'll probably make you watch second episode, because it'll make it so you can't sleep tonight.
Probably.
That was one of the last the lines in the episode, by the way. Good luck sleeping tonight.
Oh, my God. So I'm really happy. Also, what also makes me happy, I have to say, two things. First off, the singing thing was really cute. Right?
I
loved it.
Oh, the invisible ink thing. Okay.
Yeah.
The front of the book, was that an ink blot or was that like blood or something? Because I know that like the blood would have shown, but it was like a weird.
That's funny. It can be an ink blot or like, and also, by the way, speaking of the little things, right? Not only did they reference the singing earlier, something that they did reference that you didn't think would pop up later is the idea of the invisible ink, because you had Wendy say, hey, look, it makes my teeth look weird. It's like a, what was it? It's like a crime scene in my mouth. And I was like, oh, right? But you realize, yeah, like later on you see it on the page and you don't know if it's an ink block or if it's blood.
Yeah, like, I know the blood would show normally because they're not afraid to do that, but it was just kind of weird because of the way that that looked on the page. And just regardless,
yes.
I thought the invisible ink thing, I thought that was incredible. Because
of course.
You know, you could tell Stan had no idea either.
Yeah.
Because he was just
and
like,
I think
what?
Because that's not, unless you're, I think, you know what, I would argue, even if you're trained, right, like, with, you know, like, let's say the government officials looked at it. I don't think that's your first thought.
Right, because it was, none of us had that thought. Not a single one of us, like, no one sat there and thought, man, we need to look more in the books. But that's why, and it was funny, because earlier in the episode, Mabel mentions that there's a lot of supposedly empty pages.
Of course, the little things. And of course, you're you know, when you hear that, you're like, oh, like, even me, I thought, oh, wait, there's something written on those pages, right? Somehow there's a way to get to them. And my idiot brain was like, the invisible ink they referenced.
Yeah, it's
but
funny because I had no idea either. And then after thinking about it, I was like, wow, that now makes sense. The journal's filled. The journal's completely filled. But and some of the markings were interesting. I liked that he went over his own work, which I thought was, or she, which
intrigued me because it
was just a matter of like, wow, he went back and wrote over his own, because he was scared someone was watching. But it's like, who besides Bill is watching? You know, like, and what's on Bill's page? Like, what's written on Bill's page?
Now I can't wait to see Bill's page. I think the funniest thing in the world is that Dipper has things on his wall. Like, we got to find out more about Bill, and, you know, and you see, like, the, you know, the web that he has on his wall, and you laugh because you're like, Bill knows about that. Like, Bill can see everything. Why are you trying to even, like, why are you, you know, like, why is it just
about
Bill?
Yeah, I mean, it's even shown that in season one, he knew Gideon was going to, like, die. Well, his plan was going to fail, and that he would end up in jail. Because he foreshadowed it and showed it on his little, I can see it, lots of things.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Because
if he can see everything, then what game is he playing?
I think that he's basically, like, he either can see everything and he does not like to interfere because of that, or he's, you know, he can see that one day he will rule all.
Or is it like, can he just see, like, one path, and it's not a definite path? You know what I mean? Like, how you see the future, and then something happens, and then that changes, but he doesn't know that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he can see one path, but and because of this, he thinks that his path is the path. Therefore, he will probably see himself as like a ruler or something. And I can, and you know, the movie, if there is a movie or end of season three, whatever way it goes, will have him being defeated and think, I did not foresee this. Like, you know,
yeah, no,
and like,
it's crazy because I don't even know if he's the biggest villain either. And I hate that
I want to say
he is just based on his capabilities, but there's so much going on in terms of what we don't know is out there and why they're even using this, like, machine in the basement. Well, Stan is using the machine in the basement, what it's for. You know, like, what if the machine brings on an untold villain? You know, I don't know what's going to happen, and I just get the feeling that Bill's not the worst possible thing.
Bill, I feel like Bill is the worst possible thing because of his capabilities, but that can also be a throw-off because you can have someone who is, I don't want to say less of a threat, but who's more of a threat within reality, I guess. I don't know how to really explain this. Where like, you think, like, oh, yeah, this guy's the biggest threat, and it's like, actually, there's other people around that can, because, you know, Bill can do some crazy shit, but I'm sure there's someone in Gravity Falls who can, you know, kill Dipper in his sleep. You know what I mean? Like, there's some crazy stuff that can happen with just the main cast, where Bill is a crazy godlike thing, but could possibly be stopped, and then you think that's, like, for all we know, he stopped at the end of season three, and you're like, that's great. And then there's still the things that they want to tie up with the movie. And the movie, that's how the, you know, so we don't know, like, you know, oh, actually, there is this villain, and watch the movie. And usually I hate that kind of logic, and they don't do that a lot, probably because they make people think, now I have to go pay and see it. But I think a lot of people would go see the Gravity Fall movie
I think it would actually be like a Disney release movie, though.
Oh,
I never thought,
like,
of it being in theaters.
I did, because of how popular this show is.
Now, I would go see it in theaters, but I never thought of it being in theaters. I have to be honest with you.
So in other words, you would, I would hope
but
that.
But think of it like a
two-hour-long
special or something.
For a double release, then. Because, as you know, the Doctor Who movie. No, well, not, it wasn't a movie. It was the 50th. Was on American televisions, and I believe it was even on UK televisions. Right? But they also had a limited release in theaters, and you bet your ass I went. Hell,
yeah, I would go.
We have the DBZ movie in, you know, coming out in English, the Battle of Gods movie, the newest one, coming out in English, limited release next week. You bet your ass I'm going to see it. I haven't even seen the Japanese version yet, because that's how, you know, it's like, you know what, I'll see the English one. No, because I waited so long because for some reason
that's
never got around to it.
Another thing, Gravity Falls is an anime. What if we get the Japanese version? I'm just being stupid. Imagine,
so
like, the people
in Japan
that are just sitting here like, this is really good American anime.
No, here's the thing. I wouldn't be surprised because, as I'm sure you know, it has been dubbed in Japanese.
Right.
And there are people who literally sit there with American, how do I say this? American-made anime, because they are Japanese studios, but America has...
Yeah.
And I mean this in terms of Afro Samurai, and... I mean, Japanese studios have worked on... Japanese studios have worked on other American cartoons before, you know, but like Batman or like other kind of, you know, shows. But this is literally, no, we're making this as Japanese as possible, you know, as we possibly can, but it starts in America first. Where it's like, hey, you think Afro Samurai, you think Big O... you could say Space Dandy, but I feel like Space Dandy is a bit more Japanese centered.
It is.
Still, you could argue Space Dandy too if you want to, because it comes out in America first, and it was made with a lot of American collaboration.
Yeah, so I mean that's the closest we would get outside of like actual American stuff, like Gravity Falls, which is
right,
just
and
straight.
People still look at that and say, "I want to watch the Japanese version more. I
that's
feel
really
closer
funny.
To the Japanese
that's
version."
Really
it's
funny.
Like. And it's like, no, it's true. Like, there's Big O Japanese English sub that people go, I want to go for that. Afro Samurai, I think there's less, but there's still some people that are just like, I don't know, man, I don't know. And then you look at Space Dandy, and you know someone who wants to watch the Japanese version with English, you know, English subs, and you sit
yeah,
there and you
I,
go,
I,
but
a few
of my
friends prefer the Japanese one, but I'm like, but the English,
And usually I'm with her. I'm with those people where I try to watch the Japanese over the English. But if it was made with the, you know, first, like in English first or with it, you know, together, like that kind of package, which is very hard to come by,
yeah,
I'm going to jump to the English. To English.
And it's funny,
yes, English.
You, yeah, usually you're the one who likes the you like the original Japanese audio, and I like the dub. So I just think it's funny that, like, now you're actually, for once, agreeing with me, where it's like, because in this specific occurrence, it almost makes sense to watch it in the quote-unquote dub, because
it's
the original.
So I wouldn't be surprised if, as a joke, at least as a joke, Alex Hirsch says, you know, oh, yeah, the movie's coming to theaters. True. You know, limited release. True. In Japanese. Joke.
I would love that. Just the entire movie is in Japanese with subtitles.
Yeah, just, boku wa deepa. Gangustan desu. Like, it would be great. I know. It would be like, ore wa sus. Ore wa sus.
I would love that. Ore no mo wa Bill.
Sus. No. Oh, God, no. Cypher would be crazy.
Bill.
Oh, my God, no. Bill would be nuts. It'd be like, aha. You know, it'd be like, ah, me nah. Like, oh, my God, Bill would be
it
nuts.
Would be
Bill
the
would
craziest,
scare the crap out
like,
of
like, all these, like, nightmare, fuelish type things.
Like, oh, my God. I don't even want to think of Bill laughing in Japanese. That's some scary nightmare fuel shit, okay?
I just picture it subbed, ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki.
No, it's like, ku-ku-ku-ku-ku-ku. But that's like an evil laugh in Japanese, ku-ku-ku. But we may have gotten off track. I don't believe we did. We may have gotten off track. The point is that, hey, look, the agents are alive, which another thing
that
about the agents that made
me
happy. That made me very happy because here's the thing. Like, you can see that they went to bite the agents, but they had, you know, they had the armor on. Or, you know, not the armor. They had, bulletproof and stuff like that. So they thought they were biting into flesh, and they probably moved on to something else or something. Or they thought they were it's implied that they probably used guns on them, too. It's just that they didn't focus on that.
Right.
I mean, they had the guns in their jacket, clearly. So it's implied that, you know, they lunged for them. They were like, wait, this is not flesh. And then they got shot.
Yes.
But it's great, though. And then, of course, they, after killing a few, they were like, so we're going to stay here, like, for a bit. You know, where it's like, we're kind of, we got to, you know, they like, you know, and then, of course, all the zombies moved on to Dipper and Mabel with Seuss. Because, like Seuss said, oh, my God, genius of them. So they all just followed Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
But,
which really cracked me up. But also what confused me is that Dipper was the one who summoned him, like the zombies. And I was just wondering, like, if they were targeting him because he summoned them.
That could arguably be the issue. I think it was just the brains thing because they were also targeting Mabel and Stan. Yeah, for brains. I think it was just a brains thing, and sadly, those few, you know, they were the only ones at the shack because everyone else got away somehow. You know, like, I'm assuming, okay, from the way that Dipper summoned them, it could have also just been a thing where he summoned them so they came from there. So they came from the front. It sounds like everyone else got out through the back. So you assume that they never even got to see the zombies. And if they did, it's Gravity Falls, so they're probably all keeping it hush-hush.
Yeah, for a second I was curious when the zombies were originally attacking Mabel and Dipper. Because Dipper was just like, oh my God, Stan doesn't even believe in this crap. And then you pan to Stan in the basement, and he's like not looking at the screen. He's like, can't bother looking at these kids. I need to do stuff. And in my head I was like, God damn it, don't tell me it's going to be another moment where Stan's going to be like, sorry, I didn't see anything.
I know,
why I enjoyed seeing him getting into the fight so much.
Yeah. No, I agree. There was just a lot. There was a lot going on there, and I was just, you know, I'm a huge fan of it all. You know, I'm a huge fan of just this show, and it's great because there was no, it didn't go down at all. It's just going up from here, I think. You know, maybe steadying out a bit for, you know, some of the episodes. Obviously, some of them are going to be filler. But, I mean, if you saw the San Diego Comic-Con trailer, which sadly does not have any audio in a way, like it doesn't have any actual, like, dialogue, but with, you know, has the Gravity Falls
music.
It does
have a really nice new soundtrack in terms of a new piece of music.
Yes. And you can see that there's a lot that's going to be happening this season.
Yes.
No, there's a whole lot. And, I mean, a lot of characters are coming back. And, you know, we're probably going to get some new characters as well, you know, other than these agents. And even if these agents are the only new characters we get, I'm happy, you know, because they're trying to learn as much, though they seem a bit like Team Rocket, but they're trying to learn as much as they can about this town. And, you know, and honestly, in this one case, it's like, maybe the government can help. You know, it's a TV show. We're not focusing on real things.
The government are the good guys?
Yeah, right? Like, whoa. But, yeah, so sadly, this is the end of our show. I mean, you want to say anything before we have to run away?
The only thing is, as we're talking about the government, that makes me amused. Do you remember back Irrational Treasure with Quentin Tremblay?
Yes, which is also on Dipper's wall, by the way.
Yeah, the government and this is my last thought, I guess. I would have had something quirky, but this is actually just more me thinking out loud here.
Right.
They were interested in covering up the Quentin Tremblay thing. That's why they had Blubs and, you know, and Derlin do that. And it just makes me think, is it the same government? Like, are these the same people? Because are they aware of Gravity Falls and they just don't want everyone else to know? Like,
well,
is that what it is?
Do they just not know
anything? And do Gravity Falls have this little conspiracy of, we're going to keep everything the way it is, like, here? Like,
yeah.
In terms of, like, have you seen Hot Fuzz?
No, actually, but, sadly,
in terms of, like,
I have
the
not.
Town keeps, you know, the town polices itself and keeps itself, everyone in the town knows what's going on, pretty much. Like, these elite people in the town, they know what's going on. But everyone else thinks they're living in a regular town. They're blissfully ignorant.
Right. I feel as if the really high-ups in the government know things, but sadly, while these two guys are government officials, they clearly do not have enough clearance to know what the hell. Because they know, oh, we haven't had energy readings like this in 30 years. Damn it, I knew it's Gravity Falls, right? But they didn't know that all of the paranormal shit that goes on in this town, which is interesting because that's why I was confused. Because they start off with, yep, it's definitely them again. And it's like, wait, what? Like, that's how they kind of sounded. And I was like, where is this headed then? And then they're just headed to not know what's going on. So maybe they have the idea of, oh, yeah, this town has some crazy stuff going there, but not to that depth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm thinking. And if anyone does know the depth, again, maybe they're higher up. Maybe they have more clearance. I do enjoy that these guys are basically, like, the secret government order of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, like, their insignia was just very interesting. I was like, so, okay. But, yeah, I mean, this government is a weird government from what they know and don't know. And, I mean, I really am excited to see. I've never said this before. I'm really excited to see the government, the U.S. government, in something, putting their hands in something, into America. I'm really happy.
America.
Yeah, America. So, anyway, thank you guys for listening to those guys. We have ourselves a lot of things. We have ourselves a Facebook, right? And you can go on that Facebook, that Those Guys on the Radio Facebook, search us up, Those Guys, and we post a lot of our shows on there. You know, this show had to be rescheduled. How would you have known that unless you were part of our Facebook community? You know, and, I mean, we post a lot of different shows. We talk about wrestling a bit in this show because, yeah, we do Monday Night Raw, both Tish and I, on Monday. And we also do the pay-per-views. We do rumor mill shows, you know, with a bunch of different topics. But we've been focusing on WWE a bit recently. Also, with myself and Tristan Walter, we do Dragon Ball Z movie shows. Next week, we'll be doing the Battle of the Gods English dub. Check that out. How do you know? Facebook. We also do This Week in Comics with myself and Anthony Sinandris, where we'll talk about different comic book news, but mostly about certain comic books that came out that week. Also, we have ourselves a Twitter, Those Guys Radio. Like us there for some funny updates and, of course, other updates to our shows. And we also have a Gmail, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com. Definitely email us if you have any, you know, promotional opportunities, or if you just want to say, hey, we like your work. Hey, we don't like your work. Hey, you should do a show on this. I mean, I was just mentioning it yesterday, actually. You could say to us, you should do a show on My Little Pony, right? And I'll watch, because I know that you like My Little Pony, Satish. So
yep.
It's something that I know that you're into. And we even know some people that are into as well that we can get on the show. So, you know, but we wouldn't know what you guys are really interested in and what you guys really want unless you're, you know, active with us, unless you know, you post on our Facebook, tweet at us, you know, email us, so we know what you guys are interested in. And, yeah, I mean, again, thank you guys for listening in. And we're going to play ourselves out with our backwards music. because apparently not with the music we started off with late. No, we're going to start it off with the Gravity Falls opening. And again, thank you guys for listening to those guys.